Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being aired for November 5th, 2022. Ooh, it's going quick. We're going to talk about caring today and what is involved in that idea of caring. Caring is a difficult thing for most people. It means to extend oneself beyond maybe personal self-interest. That would be the ultimate form of caring. But I don't think that that is very popular among most young people, millennials and Gen Xers, Gen Yers. I don't think that has much to do with anything in their life. I realize more and more their nihilism and what I hear from them, their attention span, everything is just very, very limited. So I thought I would answer a question that a millennial did send me. I don't know from whence this person sent this, but his name is Henry. He goes into a litany of things about the world that he doesn't care about. He can't do anything about it. He feels ripped off. He feels that boomers have done all of this to him, and it's almost a personal affront. So he goes into all of that kind of excuse-making, alibi, and then he formulates a conclusion, and here's what he said. And he does listen to me from time to time, and I think that is really unusual, very unusual. He said, "I've come to the point where I just do not care about my life at all. What should I do?" Now, the fact that he asked the question, "What should I do?" is very interesting to me. Most people would not even remotely go to that place where they would ask what to do. So there must be some part of him that obviously cares. So I'm going to talk to Henry this morning directly here, and hopefully I'm going to be able to help him in some way. Henry, the world as a whole, politically and socially, economics even included in that, didn't turn out real well because there were so many people in my generation that were selfish and unkind. And in their greed and their pride, they created a world where it was all about me, me, me. Everybody has some sense of, shall we say, DNA and survival modality in them. And I think my generation had that in spades. My generation is not a bright generation. Honestly, it's smart, though. Very cunning, but not very bright when it would be, you know, towards the light of the heart. There just isn't much light in us. So when I start to look at what you're saying, I cannot disagree with anything you're saying regarding the boomer generation of which I am a part of. But there is a part of that boomer generation that wanted to do more, shall we say, more good than any other generation I know of right now. They wanted to deal with the things that were most difficult to deal with. And that would have been, at the time, politics. And politics is a useless endeavor, honestly. People lie and cheat and steal. They're pirates. Anybody who wants political office, generally speaking, is not a person of great integrity, because what you have to sacrifice to become a politician within yourself denounces the whole effort of being in politics. You're supposed to be there to serve humankind, but that's not really what it's about for politicians. About how to get their nose in the public trough and make a name for themselves and do all that other ugly stuff. So what to do is what you're asking. It would take a Herculean effort, a tremendous effort on your part to see the futility of all of this on the human plane and then not dedicate your life to thinking that it doesn't matter, you don't matter, the world doesn't matter, it's hopeless. It doesn't matter how long we live on this planet. What matters really is, do we transcend? Do we gain the insight to understand love? Now, can we do that? Do we do that? Will we do that? I don't know. Most people don't. This is a world of transcendence. Nothing here lasts forever. We live in the element of impermanence in this world constantly. And for me to think or to scheme the idea of having a happy life, getting everything I want and doing all the things I want to do in order to occupy my living with some sort of happiness would be really very futile and not very bright. And that's what most people do. They live in a futility that is basically incurable. So you have to make a decision how you're going to live, Henry. Are you going to allow all of this to overtake you? Are you going to allow this to become your epitaph on your grave one day, that I just didn't care, I saw the world, I didn't care, I couldn't do anything about it? You may not be able to do anything about the world. I certainly don't feel I can. But I can offer the light to those who seek maybe some light. Not all the light, but some of it. And I can transcend. I can let go of this whole thing. I can look at the whole rigmarole of daily living and the futility of trying to change things in this world and look at it from the point of view, I can transcend. I do not have to stay in this craziness. We've had liberators, the Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu, just to name a few, who came into this world to offer us liberation from all of the collective unconscious. And that collective is huge. You have dipped into it. You have formulated opinions about your life from that point of view. So, the thing to do is look deep inside yourself and ask, what is it that's most important about my life regarding, shall we say, how I live? Do I just succumb to all of this, or do I transcend it? Do I transcend it by forgiving, by being merciful, by achieving love? Those are the things that are most important. Can you do that? Are you willing to do that, to transcend? Now, if you are, if that is something that means something to you one way or another, then you have great goodness in you, and you should pursue that goodness, that love, that kindness, that essence. You should pursue it with all of your heart, your soul, your strength. You should pursue it in every way you possibly can and accomplish consciousness. Just to give up and to look at this whole thing and say, well, it's a mess, there's nothing I can do about it. We're not here to be happy. We're here to transcend. We're not here to have all the things we want. We're here to enter into love. So it has nothing to do with all of the things that you talk about in your email. It has to do with one thing and one thing alone: to let love live you. And then follow that, no matter where it may take you, to follow it with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, just to follow it. And if you allow it to establish itself within you, you will find a tremendous goodness in you and an awakening. And it won't matter how long or whatever our lifetime is going to be in this world. What will matter is that you transcended your hatred, your personal ego, your karma, for the sake of a love that is greater than anything you may have ever experienced in your life. I hope that helps you. I really do. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow with more questions. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.